Hi guys, and welcome to this week's episode of Girls Talk Crime. Georgia here, and I'm joined by the fabulous Amy Howard.
Hello!
And Jennifer Thompson.
Howdy doody!
What? Seriously?
You're not going to say it, are you?
We will have a wine in hand as we are going on the piss for a girls' night out. Doesn't matter that currently it's 3 p.m. in the afternoon. It's a Saturday. It's fine. We're actually going on a girls' night out to go to the cinema to watch a sneaky little horror film.
Ooh.
Sneaky, sneaky.
So unsneaky. Like, we've had this plan for a week.
We've also just put it on our... We've also just put it on our Instagram as well that we're going to see this film.
Cheers, ladies. Cheers, to ladies. A good night out.
Cheers, ladies.
Much better.
I think it's
the cheap glasses.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
And the cheap wine. The Lamborghini.
We were just supposed to be wine tasting.
Yeah. Like, actually, drink it. We were in the shop and Amy was like, I know it's a bit childish, but I did see an 8-pack of WKD.
But they were all the different flavours, so they were like berry, mango.
Yeah, we're going to do
blue raspberry.
Blue raspberry.
Yeah, do some spinnies.
Some people go wine tasting, we go WKD tasting.
Alka pop tasting. Yeah. Okay, so this week we're going to be doing something a little bit different. We're going to be telling a short true crime story. This story will get to the point and focus more on the crime rather than the befores and afters. We have picked quite a shocking story, and a quick disclaimer, this story is based on true events. We weren't there when this crime took place, so we're just trying to portray what may have happened to create a story for you, bringing the audible chocolate that is this podcast to you here. This being said, let's get started.
Story, I'm just going to turn up the dredge music just to create a bit of an atmosphere. I am also going to give you a warning, as this story may be distressing and upsetting. It's just shocking and frankly unbelievable, but it did really happen in Skidmore, Missouri, USA.
Missouri,
USA, on the 16th of December 2004. Bobby Jo Stinnett was just 23 years old, and she was living as a newlywed with her husband Zeb Stinnett. This young couple owned and lived on a farm for breeding dogs, which were mainly terriers.
Big gulp there.
Richard,
swallow that one.
Yeah. She took in a whole terrier.
They would breed these dogs from their own family home to sell them. Now, like most breeders, your shop is basically your home. And when you think about it, complete strangers come into your safe place to see these dogs. But you could be letting anyone through that front door. And vice versa, you could be walking into a psychopath's home.
Yeah, joke's on you guys, I'm going to kill you later.
Yeah, literally. So I don't particularly use, like, selling pages. I don't know, it just freaks me out. And I'm a bit awkward, socially.
I am also, like, I'm just a geographical idiot. So if I have to go find somewhere, like, on the Facebook selling pages, I have a habit of getting lost.
So I did buy a table off of Facebook selling not that long ago. And it was a bit awkward. I wouldn't go on my own.
No,
I would never go on my own. At the same time, me and Amy are both parents, so the turnover of children's things is quite high, and I have so much stuff that I could potentially sell. But that is quite a big thing that puts me off, is who is going to come and look at it? Because you've had that problem, haven't you, Amy, with selling stuff online?
Yes.
Do you mind if I just try out this rocking chair, please?
Yeah, so I sold a rocking chair that someone actually kind of gave to me. Yeah, so this guy came around. To be fair, he was a lovely man. Like, he was absolutely fine. But this chair was in my living room. And then he kind of said to me, do you mind if I just try it out?
No.
And, like, I had some friends there as well. We were all just, like, sitting there.
Me included.
Yeah. We were all just sitting around. And he was just sat there in, like, middle of my living room, just rocking. Like a nutter.
Yeah. Well, it rocks, so it works. Yeah. Please give me my money and leave.
You know, and you, like, rub... Like a handful
he was,
of
wasn't he? I remember seeing that. He was like, yes, it's a lovely bit of oak. And lovely polish.
I also think I said to him, I think I said, like, oh, are you furbing or something? Like, are you redoing your house?
Yeah.
He was like, oh, this would look great. This would look great in my bedroom.
Yeah, that would do it.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, okay.
That's when he next goes, did you breastfeed in this chair?
Yeah.
Start sniffing the wood.
Yeah.
Have you got any milk for me to sip? whilst walking.
Yeah, the conversation ended there, to be fair, and then we just helped him out and he went.
Amy comes in with a freezer bag.
Yeah.
Dried breast milk. Or frozen breast milk, not dried.
She always takes it too far, doesn't she? Always takes it too far.
Yes, says you. Violent bread roll thrower.
Hey, I regretted that from the moment that happened.
Now, Bobby was young, newly married, had a stable home and career, but it was time for the couple to extend their family. On the 16th of December 2004, Bobby was in her third trimester and 8 months pregnant with a baby girl. Now, it is not a fairy tale happy ending. This is a crime podcast, remember? Leading up to the 16th of December, Bobby would use social media as her main platform for the family business to advertise her puppies through dog selling chat rooms. On a chat room named Chatterratter, Bobby got speaking to a woman named Lisa Montgomery. The two would soon realise that they had something in common. They were both pregnant and in the third trimester.
Can I just jump in there? Doesn't Chatterratter sound like a Pokemon?
It does, yeah.
It immediately reminded me of Pokemon.
Yeah. Didn't think that.
Sorry, just thought I'd pop that in there.
She was literally waving her hand in my face.
To say, don't overspeak me.
No. You don't overspeak me.
Shut up, Jenny.
But just to clarify, this was not a Pokemon chat room. It was not Pokemon Go.
Unfortunately.
I like the Harry Potter one. That's
a bit shit. Never let them.
Oh, I just like my picture on mine.
On mine, I was
angry. Right, carry on.
Now, it's great for new expected mothers to meet. To have someone else there to support you and in return support them is absolutely great. This is what they did over the computer. They shared pregnancy stories and had a laugh together. But a new woman popped up in the chat room, Darlene Fisher. Darlene had gone on the chat room as she wanted to purchase one of Bobby's puppies. They arranged a meeting to view these puppies in Bobby's family home. Bobby was alone that day as Zeb, her partner, was away. Around midday, there was a knock at Bobby's door. Now, this conversation, Georgia and Jenny are going to read, as it is dramatised, just to set the scene. Bobby answers the door.
Hi, my name is Darlene. I've come to view the puppies.
Yes, of course. Come in. They're just through here in the living room.
Sorry, I hope you don't mind me asking, but are you...
Yes, I am. That's okay. I'm 8 months pregnant now.
I wish I could do that.
Congratulations. You look great. You wouldn't mind showing me one of your puppies? It would be good to take a quick look.
Yes, of course. Give me a second.
Bobby reached down to pick up a puppy from the crate that was on the floor. To be fair, that's a tricky task when you're 8 months pregnant. And beware, guys, because graphic content does follow.
This is where Darlene's intentions become clear to us, but not to Bobby, who thought she was just showing a pleasant woman a potential new best friend, meaning the puppies.
So, guys, just in case you hear some kids screaming, that is George's neighbours.
Young boys, what can you say?
That's so creepy.
Darlene Fisher was an alias. Darlene Fisher was an alias. Remember the lovely expectant mother talking to Bobby before about their exciting new motherhood? Darlene Fisher was in fact 36-year-old Lisa Montgomery.
Now, before we go into what happened next, Lisa Montgomery was living in Melbourne, Kansas, USA. She had 4 children in a previous marriage, and in the time of 1990, she underwent a tubal ligation, which I've looked this up because that's obviously like some American term. Basically, she got sterilized, so they tied or removed the fallopian tube.
Lovely.
After this procedure, she would continue to claim she was pregnant up to several times between her ex-husband and her current husband. These would result in fake miscarriages. Lisa was a compulsive liar, but to be honest, she lacked a normal childhood growing up. Leading up to the age of 14, Lisa was continuously raped by her stepfather until her mother discovered the abuse.
Now, in December 2014, Lisa had taken her fake pregnancy into its third trimester, and her and her husband were over the moon. But there was no baby. This is when Lisa took it upon herself to get a baby. And this baby was still in Bobby's stomach.
That actually doesn't happen very often, but kind of makes my tummy turn. Because I don't have children, as you're both well aware. But I am, like, baby mad. So the thought of being pregnant and then someone who's just a fucking selfish asshole
taking out
just because they're a fucking liar, like,
yeah,
trying to steal your baby, well, it makes me feel a bit sick about this. Yeah.
So let's go back to Bobby's home. Lisa took a length of rope she had packed in her handbag and wrapped it around Bobby's neck from behind when she was picking up the puppies. She continued to strangle Bobby until she was unconscious. Lisa positioned Bobby on the floor, lying on her back. Guys, final warning.
This is where gets nasty, more so than it already is. Lisa took a large kitchen knife to Bobby's stomach, performing a shabby C-section. Now, Bobby was still alive at this stage, and the shock of her body being cut caused her to wake. As you can imagine, she woke in incredible pain and pure fear. Bobby's instincts kicked in. She defended herself and her unborn child. Bobby screamed, scratched, and pulled out clumps of Lisa's hair. This wasn't enough, and Lisa strangled her again.
Later on that day, Bobby's mother arrives home to visit her daughter. She finds Bobby in a pool of her own blood, and the baby was gone. Now, Bobby's mother, Becky, immediately called 911. When describing the scene, she could only describe the injuries as like her stomach had exploded.
I imagine that'd be a bit like the scene from Alien.
Oh,
with
yeah.
the chest burster.
Yeah.
Fucking quality film, that, but...
Looking at someone on the floor that's just had that, you probably... I don't know.
Especially with her being pregnant, you would probably think... You would immediately think that maybe she was like having a miscarriage if it was like that, until you got closer and realised that she'd been cut.
Because she still has the bump.
I'm not being funny, she's not a surgeon, so obviously they do such a minor cut and they use all these instruments to properly ease the baby out, don't they, when you have a proper caesarean. But if she was being cut, she'd probably cut her open looking like a fucking flower, if you know what I mean. So it's like peeled back, I imagine.
Yeah,
is how I'd picture
it. It would have been very ratchet, wouldn't it be?
Yeah, like slices of flesh peeled back, I presume.
She was rushed to hospital and revival was attempted, but it was unsuccessful.
So Lisa had taken this newborn baby back to her own farmhouse in Kansas to claim this child as her own, to her husband and also all of her neighbours. Lisa even took this child into her local town to parade this child around as her own. Just imagine that.
I'd surprise the child, I know 8 months is very close to the end, but I wonder if she took the child to like a doctor or anything.
Did she just dress it,
put a nappy on it?
A normal human being who hadn't stolen someone else's baby, but just say they gave birth in their home, like, because it just fell out, you know, a quick labour.
I know some of that.
Happens. You would immediately go to the doctors or hospital to make sure that child's okay, but obviously her being an asshole and her main goal is to... oh, look at my new baby. She don't give a shit. She clearly doesn't give a shit about that child.
Yeah. She's also got 4 children already, so she kind of knows the drill of how to look after a newborn baby. Obviously, kind of with cutting the umbilical cord and stuff like that. Yeah, this is the day after as well. So it's not even like, I don't know, it's just crazy.
It's
horrific.
And
yeah.
If this baby was, well, that being said, she probably said she had it a couple of days ago, didn't she? Oh, yeah, I'm out of hospital now. And then we're like, aren't you a bit sore? Yeah.
Hang on. So does her husband know that it's fake?
Her husband doesn't know. He's completely oblivious.
What a fucking idiot.
I wouldn't be surprised if he works away from home, potentially. Yeah. I didn't look. This is a short story, so I didn't delve into too much detail on kind of who her husband was and stuff like that. But reading the stories, he thought she was pregnant, ready to pop.
This happened again quite recently. I know, because half of my day at work I spend reading The Sun online. And yeah, something like this happened really recently, and a woman did take the baby to hospital.
Yeah,
I'll have to look it up afterwards. And she did take the baby to hospital, but the mum actually, well, the same thing, the mum died. And it was like an interview with the dad. It was somewhere in like America or Mexico or somewhere like that. She did take the baby, and there's like a picture of this woman who stole the baby with the baby in hospital, like, oh, I'm so happy you were alive.
So a lot of psychologists have kind of, obviously in the trial, have looked into her kind of background, and the fact that she always kind of claimed she had these miscarriages and kind of said it was due to like past experiences and stuff, but I'm not sure. Also, there was a bit on the research where she was actually attending the same dog shows that Bobby went to.
Was she stalking her?
I reckon she was. So she's on the same chat room, she went to the same shows, interested in the same dogs, and then she obviously made this alias to get closer and closer.
I wonder if she did see her online first, or if she found her online, stalked her to make sure it was like a legitimate thing that she could get away with it.
Yeah.
Maybe she even sort of worked out the couple's routine or something.
Yeah.
See when she could go and do it when he would be away.
Oh, vile, nasty
scary
bitch.
Actually.
Yeah, what a horrible, horrible human being.
And you do feel quite vulnerable when you're pregnant, don't you?
So, parading the baby around her local town, this didn't last for long. The police were homing in on Lisa as they had a clump of Lisa's hair in Bobby's hand. So do you remember when Bobby was trying to defend herself? Mm-hmm. She obviously pulled a clump of Lisa's hair up.
Well done, Bobby.
Yeah. So on the 17th of December 2004, Lisa was arrested.
Just to chip in with a bit about DNA stuff, there was a case where a girl got raped in a taxi and there was no sort of evidence of her getting in the taxi, no CCTV footage, but she was super clever, and when he raped her, she full-on spat all over the seats.
Mm.
Like, was like spitting in her hand and like wiping it in the crevices and stuff. Mm. So she was like, you'll find my DNA in the car.
Yeah. What a good idea. There's a little fact there.
Yeah, if anyone gets a taxi alone, spit in the car. Spit on the floor.
Or if anyone gets...
Even if he's lovely, spit in it.
Yeah. Or even get attacked at all, like grab, like scratch
as much
grab.
As you possibly
yeah.
can.
Kick, scream.
Yeah, anything.
Get away from there.
Mm-hmm.
Spit on the floor. My bit of advice. Yeah, Jenny the fucking self-confessed excessive dribbler.
Don't, Georgia. I'm never going to get a boyfriend.
So Bobby's child was saved and returned to her biological father, Zeb, who I'm sure was absolutely...
In bits. Yeah.
Same with her poor mother that found her in that situation.
Oof.
She was actually later called... she was actually later named Victoria. She's a cute little name. Victoria,
Vicky, I suppose.
Yeah. And if this is back in 2000... I'm just not even going to attempt my maths there. 2004 to 2019.
15 years.
Yeah.
Is it?
So she's a young adult now, isn't she?
Take poor off of 19.
Is it? Yeah. Oh, I'm not good at maths.
No.
I'm not good at maths at all.
No, neither am I, but I managed to work that out, guys.
Why are you giving me a death stare? You're just staring at me like you want me dead.
You're looking into my soul.
Well, actually, I do kind of blame you for, like, having such a shit amount of GCSEs, because I think if I wasn't in the same class as you, I'd have done quite well.
Well, we had
distracted the shit out of me.
You fed me yogurt. What do you expect?
So much calcium.
So much.
Calcium on the brain.
So in court, Lisa was charged for kidnapping resulting in death. Now, it kind of flipped between life in prison or the death penalty. They had a lot of psychologists go in and kind of analyse her, but it was ruled that she would spend the rest of her days serving her life sentence on death row. So I couldn't find a date. I don't think there was a date particularly where she was going
to... So she has been sentenced to death?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, they can take years to be put on, to actually get their death date.
They can get overturned on it. There's still the potential that decision might get overturned.
I don't think she should ever have her sentence reduced or overturned or anything like that, because she's a nasty piece of work.
You can kind of understand if someone had never been able to conceive, they'd gone through IVF and it was all they'd ever wanted, to why you could, this could happen and why you could snap. But what did she have? Four children. So she's already got it.
Yeah.
Like, and she's taken it away from a first-time mother and ends up killing her.
Mm.
Also, I reckon the father, can you imagine, you've lost your wife, they found your child, and now you've got to be a parent?
Yeah.
Mm.
You would be, like you said, in bits.
Yeah.
Can you, oh God.
Yeah, because you're going to have to like look at that child, and she's a little girl, I'm assuming she must have resemblances of Bobby, and seeing your daughter and thinking, I love your mum so much, and she was like murdered. I'm sure he's a completely loving dad, but that could also completely flip. Yeah. And he could end up resenting her because she was the reason his wife died.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Because,
but yeah, because you do, that does happen. It's not unheard of, but I'm sure she's living her best life, you know, that she can. And hopefully he's being an excellent dad to his daughter.
Oh, it's so sad, isn't it?
It is awful.
It's a horrible case, that one.
Yeah. So obviously this draws a close to this week's episode. Only a short one this week, as we mentioned earlier, we are about to go to the cinema to see It Chapter 2. Not sponsored, unfortunately. And our editing queen, Amy, is off on her holidays this week. She actually did do the research for this case, so round of applause for Amy.
Yay. Should we have another cheers?
Yeah. Ready?
I'm like half a bottle of wine down.
Mine's gone.
Have I got those little creepy...
Vampire
things at the corner of my mouth.
Red wine.
My mum used to get it when you used to get like your top lip go red. You could tell she's drunk because it would like slightly rise.
Or her lips would recede.
Yeah. You're right, babe.
We got really horrifically drunk one Halloween, and then we were drinking like port and red wine, and then that girl we used to go to school with, and then your mum was like, she literally leant over this girl because she was passed out in Amy's bed, thrown up everywhere.
Oh,
she was like, has she been drinking?
No.
Because she literally filled one of those massive Evian bottles with a mixture of port and red wine. And she drank the whole thing.
Sorry, mum.
Yeah.
Don't think she knows about that.
Amy also let me smoke a cigarette in your house once.
Oh, no, I'm editing that.
So we hope you enjoyed this week's episode. Please follow us on the usual platforms, Instagram and Facebook at Girls Talk Crime. If you have any suggestions or feedback, please email us on girlstalkcrime@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.